How Barco Killed the Monster with Four Mouths. There was once a terrible monster who lived on the outskirts of a village. Everyone was afraid of the monster because at night he came out and ate people. The monster had four mouths to eat up its victims and five noses to smell where they might be hiding. The terrible monster went out every night looking for people to eat. Nobody could kill it because the monster ate everyone who came near. One day, Barco decided he would not let people live in fear anymore. He would slay the monster and asked, "Will you come and help me?" Everyone laughed at this idea. "You're just a boy," they said, and nobody agreed to help. Barco took his knife and went to the river to find a stone to sharpen the blade and think what he could do to overcome the monster. Then a strange man with bright red clothes and a green cap came along. "Good morning, Barco. I am King Chili, king of all the chili plants. May I ask you why you are sharpening that knife?" "I'm going to kill the monster. Will you help me? If we can find enough of us, we can surely kill the monster." King Chili agreed and went off promising to bring back his subjects. Just then King Bee came buzzing by and asked what Barco was doing. "I'm going to kill the monster. Will you help me? If we can find enough of us, we can surely kill the monster." King Bee also agreed, and that evening they came back with some great orange creatures with very big heads, led by their captain, King Pumpkin. Together they went to the monster's house and gathered silently in the shadows. They could hear the monster get out of bed. King Bee and his great swarm flew in and filled the house, stinging the monster, who then ran outside screaming in terror. As soon as he emerged, King Pumpkin and his friends, who had been waiting on the roof, rolled off and dropped right on the monster's head. King Chili and all his friends then threw chili powder in the monster's eyes, blinding him. Barco stepped forward with his gleaming knife and with one mighty stroke killed the monster. Together they dragged the monster through the village and there was a great celebration. A wonderful pot of pumpkin soup was prepared, sweetened with honey and made tasty with a dash of chili. Everyone cheered Barco, who had refused to give up. And from that time on, children could sleep in peace in their homes and everyone learned that if another problem comes to the village, they can all work together to overcome it.